But yeah, speaking of businesses going out of business because of the internet.
Oh, that was an interesting segue because I was like, "What? Where did you come up with that?" Oh, because of the internet. Oh, the naked ladies. Yeah, okay.
I saw a little thing today about apparently President Obama was talking about possibly.
I heard Peasant Obama.
Well, that's my new name for him.
I
Peasant Obama. He was going to apparently talking about or being open to the idea of bailing out the newspaper industry.
Ah, interesting.
And I was wondering what you thought about that. Like what you think the role of newspapers are, or if you want to go another way, like what do we do with industries that are going out of business that were there for a long time and the internet or technology in general is kind of tearing them apart. But it's funny that our whole society is based on these, whatever these industries existing.
Yeah.
For example, newspaper, for example, mail, you know, the need to transport one thing from another place to another place, you know, things like that where like things have really changed. And there's a lot of these institutional type businesses that are going out of business
Yeah.
because of the internet. And it's like, should we bail them out because they don't, you know, mesh and then, but they're so institutional, or should we force them to do something else?
This is just one man's opinion here, but I'm generally against bailing out businesses.
Yes,
You know,
yes.
I think I'm more for like when I guess it was early this year, and Bush started it late last year with the bailouts and stuff like that. I think generally I was against that. I can't say, here's the thing. I'm not for, massive unemployment and terrible things happening like that. You don't want to see, bread lines and things like that. But I don't feel like, I feel like that those bailouts didn't reward the workers so much.
Oh,
You
they
know,
told. I mean,
they rewarded the executives,
that goes without saying.
and the executives are the ones who are doing the bad job. So it doesn't. I don't know. I mean, like, it's like if your business is failing, it's not because your factory line workers aren't doing their job well. I mean, a business that size. I mean, maybe if you have a small business and it's failing, that could be a reason. But a business size of GM, Ford, these companies, or the banks or whatever, the credit groups. I mean, those things failed because of bad, management.
But like yeah, for
And
example, like if you talk about the GMs, the Fords of the world, for example, like you know that movie way back in the day, Roger Moore, or you know Roger and Me, with Michael Moore,
Michael Moore,
not
yeah,
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore, the middle bond up there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like he was basically laying this huge guilt trip on Roger Moore.
Roger Mill, no.
Roger. Research
The
needed.
guy who was
Yes, the
the
guy who
head
was the CEO
of
of GM at the
GM.
time or
Oh
whatever,
yeah.
right? He's laying this huge guilt trip on the on him, saying, "Why are you closing this plant?" I mean, basically, Flint, Michigan is going to be completely devastated if you do this.
Right,
You know, and
right.
it's like you're punishing this city because of whatever, but that's what a bailout would do, right? It would keep these businesses open, it would keep these factories open, and in the end, yeah, it does end up hurting thousands, tens of thousands of people. I mean, decimating an entire city, really.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw that movie, but
I did see that
I
movie, yeah.
mean, it was devastating, right? The things that people were resorting to and what they were left with and how they were left to cope. It's like, you know, when you have no, when you have a job and your entire city or mostly your entire city relies on that industry. And that job goes away, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's tough because, yeah, like, I mean, if your company doesn't adapt to whatever it happens to be, you know, I mentioned newspapers and the internet, but I mean, maybe for GM, it was just like they were hard, really hardcore into Suburbans and they just, or, you know, SUVs. And then
Yeah.
they basically, the gas prices like shot up. And then Toyota and Honda, like, well, we have all these efficient vehicles and you guys are out of luck. And it's like, but all the people who are going to suffer are people in Flint, Michigan, and
Right.
Detroit, and all these smaller
Right.
cities where, I mean, it's a factory town.
Yeah. Well, I remember talking to a friend of mine who came from Detroit around the time of the auto bailout, and I was like, "So, what do you think about that?" And he said something that I think I agree with in a short-term perspective. if they gave them money to stay operating for a few months and you know, to basically keep thousands of people from being laid off immediately, then okay. But to prop up or nationalize these sorts of businesses, I'm definitely against. And I really think that, you know, I think that there's this executive culture that's kind of untouchable. And I think that those guys, when they screw up, man, they got to have it stuck to them. And but, I don't know that it happens outside of Bernie Madoff and the Enron guys.
But it's not so simple, right? I mean, like, what do you mean stuck it to them? Unless they've done something criminal, all you could do is, like, fire them. But I mean, they've already made
right,
millions
but,
of dollars.
But even when they get fired, they get millions of dollars
well,
in
okay,
bonuses.
Okay, fine. Let's just say, like, you fired them without a bonus. Like, they already have $100 million. It's not a big deal, right? It's like, all right, fine. Go find somebody else to run this huge company. Like, you know, there's only so many people who are qualified to do that.
I don't know. That's, again, I think this point came up before. I think that this is to reiterate again, but I don't think that there are only so many people who are capable of doing that.
For sure. Okay, fine. Yeah, I mean, like, that's fine. But, I mean, the point is, these guys losing their job is not really any sort of, like...
It's not a blow to them?
No, it's not.
Hey, I don't know. I mean, I think if we had a greater culture of corporate responsibility and general responsibility for one's actions, I think maybe then it would be, because it would be harder for them to get a job if they were, you know, the guy who ran GM into the ground.
But I mean, if somebody wants to hire them, they'll hire them. I mean,
that's true.
There's nothing you could change that way.
More power to you if you're smart enough to hire that guy. I don't know. I mean,
but yeah, I mean, going back to the point of, you know, I mean, it's how can you delineate or, like, you know, somehow specify? Well, this is not a bailout. This is a prop up, versus, oh, this is to keep this job for this town.
Right. Right. Okay. So I guess if I were to have to make a call on it, I would say I would rather see the government provide basic services for people than to keep failing businesses running.
What does that mean?
Like, that's not perfectly clear to you?
How does that manifest itself into anything meaningful?
What that means is, if, say, you've got, you know, $500 million
okay.
to do something,
okay.
you're the government,
okay.
you could either give it to this business
right.
and see if they can fix themselves with it,
right?
Or you could establish something, programs to take care of people while they're out of work and look out for something new.
Okay.
I would put it in the take care of people and don't save the business.
But how would you take care of them? I mean, you just give them food, or you would, like...
No, I would say, yeah.
Put them to work.
Food. Definitely work programs, I think, are worthwhile things to invest in.
That's not just like socialist labor camp or something like that?
No. Conservation Corps type stuff and you know, training people. I would do anything, you know, but at the same time, I lean towards being against welfare. I don't believe in giving people money. No, I believe in people giving people skills, putting people to work, giving people, if they are absolutely desperate, you give people food and a place to stay.
So you put them to work.
Put them to work, yeah. But you don't, but I don't believe in giving people check for doing nothing. You
I'm trying to think of, like, why it just seems very strange, like, from a, like, kind of like a top level point of view, that the government is basically just making it work so that people will, you know, here, do this thing, dig this hole, and I'll give you $30.
Oh, no, I don't think that anyone should do that. I mean, I don't like make work for nothing programs, but if you have programs that require labor for the good of society, such as, you know, building projects, fixing up national parks, building roads.
But we're talking about an entire town.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, that's something that that's something that the town's going to have to recover in time. But the thing is, they do have a lot of labor that's skilled there, and ideally, somebody, you know, will come in and realize here's a lot of skilled labor. They're looking for something to do. There's a lot of infrastructure in that town. There's a lot of capital. In terms of like machinery and stuff like that, I can go start my business there. Someone can build a better car. Someone can build an airplane. Someone can build a boat.
Mean, they could, know? But I mean, not in the depths of a recession, right? I mean, they're not going to go in. They're not going to go into Flint and well, say,
what,
"Well,
I mean, so what does it take to get out of a recession then?"
It takes time, right?
I guess. Okay. So,
but I mean, like, and when a company like, but the thing is, when this company, and let's say it's not a recession, but like it's a like, you know, a lot of booms, at least the last few in this country, have been based on a technological shift, mm-hmm. almost, right? Like, what happens when this technological shift puts this city out of business? It's like, well, you put all your stock into SUVs,
right.
or newspapers, right. for example. You know, it's like, what happens when the internet or smaller cars or higher you know, fuel efficiency or higher gas prices pushes you out of business?
Well, I mean, I think as I was saying before, you know, it's generally a bad idea to have all your eggs in one basket.
No, I mean, that goes without saying, but in practice, a lot of people end up doing that.
What happens, and what I'm saying is, I think it's not the government's responsibility to save businesses. It is the government's responsibility to save people if they're starving.
Sure.
You know, and that's more than the government's responsibility. That's society's responsibility.
It's really tough though, because, you know, it's like with this, like, okay, let's talk about this bailout thing, right? It's like it's their responsibility to keep themselves from starving, right? If you have somebody who's just not managing their money wisely,
I think, you know, small local type economy things will build up. I mean, like in that movie, the Roger and Me movie, the woman who had rabbits.
Right, and then the health department came and shut her down.
Right, which was a bummer. But,
I mean, she was, like, basically, they were, like, living on top of each other and, like, in, like, kind of gross conditions, right?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you know.
So, okay, if you expect people to operate at a certain level, then you have to prop them up to that level if things collapse, right?
Yeah, it's just tough because... Yeah. It's this strange, I think, give and take between people. They should have their own individual freedoms, and like government shouldn't do these things. Government shouldn't do that, but you can't allow them to starve. But it's like, but then why don't you act responsibly? And, you know, like whether it be invest wisely, or not have a job at a auto plant in a city that depends on auto with a company that doesn't seem to like have a worldview of what people need.
Oh well, but so you're. Am I understanding you correctly in saying that, like, you think that the workers?
Oh no! And what I'm saying is that's an impossible choice, right? I mean, I'm putting it in sort of ridiculous sort of way. It's like I have to invest, right? Otherwise, I'm gonna like lose all my money or something like that, or I'm not gonna have enough money to retire. So I have to invest. And who am I gonna invest with? Well, all these like skis bags on like Wall Street. Right? I mean, who else am I going to invest with, right? And it's like, well, I live in Detroit, and I'm a mechanic. Where am I going to work? Well, I'm going to work at GM, because that's the thing in my town, right? But all these bigger entities, they're run by all these guys who don't care about anybody but themselves and the money they make. Right? They're not looking for the long term or what's going to make the workers have a job for a long time or how can I make sure that this is a sustainable business, although that's their charge. But they're also interested in the quarter-to-quarter earnings.
Right. Stock price.
Right. All that stuff, right? So it's a kind of a weird